be engulfed by the smokescreen of the ongoing ice raids and the anti-ice protests.
This is not just about resistance here in Minneapolis. It's about love. So you've got people uniting and coming together in this beautiful way.
After the shooting of Renee Good, the coverage of ICE on CBS, NBC, and ABC was 93% negative. 93% negative is not journalism. It's tribalism.
Let's keep our eye on the ball.
How high up do you think the message went that there was fraud? Do you think it made its way to the governor's office?
I struggle to believe it didn't. I have to believe that the governor's office and Keith Ellison's office were aware of this. They've said they were involved in helping the FBI. They've said they were made aware.
Mr. Dexter, could have something been done about this earlier?
Yes. As I stated in my opening testimony, in the years that I worked there, we identified how fraud was occurring. The loopholes that existed, and we
were some of the what were some of the warning signs, Mr. Dexter?
Well, the fact that part of our job was to go and collect attendance records. We would find attendance records that were either incomplete, non-existent.
But I can't understate it how frustrated Minnesotans are right now with the level of fraud and the lack of accountability. Assistant Commissioner Moore said that through the SWIFT system, through your accounting system, you know who you're paying. You know the people who you are sending money to. You know their name. You know their business. Frankly, you probably know who they're connected to. And through the tools across state agencies and across all of the executive branch, from business registrations to what they have to file with the Attorney General's office, all of those tools exist. So why are payments continuing to people who have been convicted of fraud?
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey's inner circle has been riddled with explosive ties to one of the biggest fraud heists in American history, the $250 million Feeding Our Future scam.
The brazen scheme of staggering proportions.
The largest pandemic fraud in the United States.
The subjects in this case weren't interested in feeding our future. They were interested in feeding their own gluttony.
We have new details on a jury tampering scheme at the center of a major fraud case. Federal prosecutors indicted five people for their roles in offering a juror $120,000 for a not guilty verdict in the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. The U.S. attorney says the group targeted juror 52 because she was the youngest juror and appeared to be the only juror of color.
Three of Frey's own appointees got nailed. Former senior policy aide Abdi Nur Salah pleaded guilty to wire fraud. Shamarke Issa, twice handpicked to chair the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority, cop to wire fraud and restitution in the millions. Abdi Kadir Ainanche Muhammad, tapped for Frey's community safety work group, faced indictments in the same rotten scheme. Add in campaign max donations from at least eight indicted players, plus Frey's own wife, Sarah Clark, lobbying at the firm that shielded Feeding Our Future itself. And you've got a tangled web of proximity, appointments, and unanswered questions screaming conflict and cover.
Look, the fraud's real. We've all got to acknowledge it. The fraud is very real. And by the way, when somebody commits fraud, and there are many that have done that, you investigate it. You charge, you prosecute, and you put the person in jail. As an individual, you do not hold an entire community, any community, accountable for the actions of individuals.
Frey claims ignorance and distances himself, but how long can the distraction go on for the city under siege by its own local and state government?
Who are the funders, the orchestrators, and the facilitators of these riots and these efforts to impede lawful enforcement?
John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, this is the War Room with Harrison Smith.
All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We're going out of the new studio today. So apologies for some technical difficulties we had there. I assume they're worked out. We got a big show for you today. We'll be joined in the second hour by Kara Castronova, who was able to get some interesting interviews with people outside of the Jack Smith hearing yesterday. We got a lot of stories to get into and a lot of videos to get to. And since we're sort of scrambling to get things done here at the new studio today, we're not going to do a daily dispatch, but I wanted to start with another video, and actually, guys, I don't know if we can get a new video list for the stuff I just put in. But I want to go to a video of friend of the show, Ed Dowd, former BlackRock investor. And he, of course, was dead on about COVID and a whole bunch of other stuff. And he has a new warning for us that I should have played when it first came out. It's been going around for about a week. And it's been stuck in my mind the whole time. I think it's a very pertinent thing, especially with the World Economic Forum in Davos and the Gaza project all happening right now. Here's Ed Dowd talking about what investments people are making these days. Let's watch.
The stock market is telling you the most highly valued companies are AI companies. AI is going to be, if you want to be cynical, which I am. The market is telling you that the most valuable stocks are the ones that are building the digital prison. So that's the only growth in the country at the moment is building of the digital prison. Think about that for a second.
Jeez.
That's it. The growth in sectors are building our future. That's where the last bit of growth is coming from.
The digital panopticon, the digital gulag. Yeah, man, the states are tax farms. And I guess they're just trying to adopt digital technology, right?
This is one way to put it, I guess. So again, if you understand what Ed Dowd was just saying, the people in finance who are trying to invest in things that are going to make money are basically only investigating in components of AI. Meaning that to them, that is the only sector of the economy that will see growth in the near future. Why? Because they plan to implement it everywhere and to everything, and it's going to probably take a lot of the resources that would otherwise go to other places, and of course, once the AI control gets rolling, that's going to change the economy overall anyway. So very concerning, and of course, you probably heard the meme that goes around, the idea that the American economy is basically three AI companies just sharing money back and forth between each other, and then you get the private equity sector on top of that. Yeah, this entire economy seems like a huge house of cards that could collapse at any moment. And they're relying on AI to impose control, so that won't happen, or at least it won't happen. That will damage them in any way. But I thought that was something that's just stuck in my head ever since I heard it. And everything the World Economic Forum, of course, aligns perfectly with this, as well as the new Gaza project that they've been announcing and we've been hearing more about. And lo and behold, it is the fulfillment of what we predicted
3 years ago
at this point, which was the Gaza would be the world's first 15-minute city.
That it would be a perfect excuse to have a sort of locked down
part of the world that you could have international control over, technocratic domination of total, constant, lifelong surveillance of everybody inside.
Need permission to leave, but you're not really allowed to.
It's all lining up, actually, exactly like we thought it would.
Not that it's a good thing.
We, of course, have updates to the church raid and the ongoing riots in Minneapolis and elsewhere.
And it seems like they're doing everything they possibly can to keep it going,
including spreading all sorts of lies about ICE and kidnapping five-year-old babies to use as bait and all this crap.
Really going all out to blood libel our law enforcement in order to encourage violent activity against them, including members of the government encouraging people to get their Second Amendment and shoot ICE officers if they have masks on.
Because they really, really want blood in the streets to justify their civil war activity.
And I almost can't blame them because we so clearly are still in their thrall to an extent that's hard to believe.
And of course, we're not exactly surprised, but certainly disappointed that Don Lemon hasn't been arrested yet.
And that only two or three people from the church group have been arrested.
And of course, we still have to wait to see if those cases even go to trial or the indictment stick, or if some activist judge doesn't want to just throw it all out for no particular reason.
And that's incredibly infuriating, of course. But it's so much worse than I've even laid out, because we have this story at Infowars.com. First Amendment under attack. Caitlin Bennett charged with federal crime for interviewing leftist protesters in Florida. So despite Don Lemon being on camera, planning and then participating in a terroristic raid on a church, can't get federal charges, won't go through because he's a member of the media. Of course, he's a journalist, which just means he's an activist with a microphone in his hand, participating in stuff that is illegal. Whether or not you're a journalist, you can't participate in something that shuts down people's First Amendment rights. So you would think that would be a clear-cut case. He doesn't get arrested. Caitlin Bennett does. Caitlin Bennett gets a federal charge against her for interviewing people in a public place and refusing to leave that public place when asked to because it's a public place and she's allowed to be there.
She now faces federal charges for this.
Not Don Lemon. Even though Don Lemon was engaged in storming a church service full of innocent people in order to terrorize and traumatize people there because of their political beliefs, i.e. the dictionary definition of terrorism, and Caitlin Bennett was there asking questions, i.e. the dictionary definition of journalism.
But it doesn't matter.
Because we're in a world where the left does not have laws that apply to them.
And the right wing is punished for behaving within the law.
That's just constantly reasserted practically every day. They get to do whatever the hell they want.
And we can't do anything, even legal things.
Caitlin Bennett did not break any laws. Don Lemon did.
Caitlin Bennett was practicing journalism.
Don Lemon wasn't. Caitlin Bennett has federal charges against her. Don Lemon doesn't.
And that's justice in the modern United States of America.
Let's go to this video. Activist and journalist Caitlin Bennett was charged with a federal crime this week for daring to question leftist demonstrators outside the designated free speech zone at a rally on federal land in Florida. Let's watch.
You probably might go to jail.
I'm going to go to jail. She's literally asking the police to remove me from public property.
You guys need to move.
Why?
Over here, First Amendment area.
Yeah, this is a First Amendment area.
You don't have a permit here. They do.
Yeah. So what does the permit do? I want my rights to be respected. I'm allowed to be on public property.
Is our First Amendment area number five for small groups and counter protesters? You're a small group?
No, I'm not.
And you're a counter protester?
I'm media.
Are you here with this group?
I'm here with media.
You need to move.
They're thanking them for writing me a ticket.
Let's go. You're being detained for a ticket. Over here. You're on federal land. I'm a federal officer.
Yes, great.
So you're getting a federal ticket.
Okay, great. I can't wait to fight this. The liberals here in St. Augustine, Florida, are cheering because this guy is trying to kick me off of public property.
No, no. You get to stand here on federal public property.
Public. You notice you said public?
Where we tell you to be.
You don't get to tell me which public property
I
can be at.
I'm the National Park Service. Yeah.
Tell me how this is private
property. Amendment area. I'm sorry
this
that you don't know the rules and regulations. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. This is going to be good.
Do you have anything with your ID on?
No.
Okay. Get your mic out of my face.
I'm allowed to do this. This is my first
amendment. You're not allowed to stick your mic in my face. So step back and get it out of my face.
So here's the thing. I am on public property. He just admitted I was on public property. This is not permitted to turn this space into private property. You guys cannot do this. We have been over this in Florida with three different police departments. Three.
Content for you.
More did you say more content for me? Thank you.
Disobeying a lawful order is your ticket.
What lawful order was that?
I directed you to go from there.
Yeah.
To here.
Yeah. And you think that was lawful.
And you refused my lawful order.
Yeah, so that was lawful, huh?
So this is United States District Court violation notice. It's a $500 forfeiture, $30 processing fee.
Very cool.
Total collateral is $530.
Mm-hmm. What was the lawful order that you just...
He didn't tell me.
He didn't tell you?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's a local journalist here. Actually, why don't you go ask him? You're a journalist. Go ask him.
I'll go ask him.
Go ask him. So you asked what lawful order I disobeyed.
And he couldn't tell me, he said.
I mean, why do we have people like this in the police department? Who, like, what was motivating him? What did he think he was doing? I that's what I wonder. It's just like, what goes into the thought process of this cop who's clearly on his period? He's clearly, you know, he had some sand in his vagina, unfortunately. And, you know, the whole, like, get your mic out of my face. He's very mad that somebody's not just obeying him immediately. But the law doesn't say she has to leave. That's an unlawful order. She was actually sticking up for her First Amendment rights as an American, which is her obligation, actually, to disobey you just because you have a badge on, you fat, pathetic loser. Bennett later noted she'll be fighting the ticket she received because paying the fine would essentially be a guilty plea and result in her having a criminal record. Saying, quote, "The citation I received is not like a traffic ticket. It was issued by a federal agent. If I pay, it's equal to pleading guilty, and I would have a criminal record. I'm represented by Remnant Law and will be fighting this bogus charge. Within the last 7 months, I was trespassed from two farmers markets, banned from entering parks, and kicked off public sidewalks, all for having dialogue. I've won every time because they're always wrong. I'm calling on police across the U.S. to retrain officers on the First Amendment," she wrote on social media. And you understand, this is not about the First Amendment. This is about them being biased against the right. It's about the courts and the police department and the liberal activists all being aligned and conspiring to deny our rights if we're conservative. That's all this has to do with. And you know that's the case because it never happens the other way around. You'll never see an event where conservatives are gathered, left-wingers show up, and the police arrest and ticket the left-wingers for showing up. When it's that case, they understand, well, hey, it's public land and you are here to have a permit and you can have a party, you can have a gathering, but they can come as well if they want. It's public land. You decided to do this on public land and that's the rule and that's the law. They understand, like a million times I've said, because we've been in this condition for at least the last 10 years. We are beyond the point of traditional conspiracy where people had to actually be aligned and conspire together to break the law and to cover it up. These people are automatons. They conspire without ever talking to each other. They just know as if they've received some transmission from the ether, punish conservatives for existing, bend the law to abuse them. And they just know it's just been reinforced over and over again, because you know that whatever judge this is fed to will not have any qualms about this issue, this ticket being issued, despite the fact that it shouldn't have ever been. And it is a violation of her rights to walk around on federal land. A cop can't just come up and go from here to there. And you have to go, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will. Sorry. Sorry. I'm at a park that my tax dollars pay for. It doesn't matter. A judge is going to let it go through, I'm sure. Why wouldn't they? What would be the punishment for, you know, depriving somebody of their rights? It doesn't matter. They do it all the time. Nothing ever happens to them. It would be infuriating on its own. It is infuriating on its own. We've experienced this for the last 10 years. I mean, the last decade of MAGA, we have consistently been in a situation in which right-wingers are harassed and abused by the authorities, by the local activists who have protection from the authorities. It's just continuous. It would already be infuriating and worthy of concern from higher powers that seem utterly disinterested in doing anything for the American people. I mean, I know there was a Jewish guy that got yelled at Florida State University, and that was worth, you know, bringing the whole DOJ out for, and, you know, issuing fatwas against the university and forcing them to pay millions of dollars to you in restitution. And I know this was somebody being called a bad name. This is somebody actually having their rights deprived. They're actually having their First Amendment threatened. And if she didn't stand up for herself, eliminated. This is the thing. This is what they do. First, they demand that you voluntarily give up your right. And then when you don't, they try to punish you. Is DOJ going to be concerned about this? Does Caitlin Bennett, let's call her Caitlin, Shlomo. Did you know Shlomo Finkelstein got kicked out, got arrested, got a federal charge just for talking to people? Can we pretend this was a Palestine protest? I mean, there's got to be something we can do to get somebody in authority to solve this systemic issue that we're dealing with. Honestly, I say that. I don't even know if that's true. I honestly don't even know if it's even possible at this point. I'd like to pull in another video. I'll have to find. I forgot to bring it in. I was just thinking about it. But there was a event at a high school in Dallas yesterday where the entire school was let out of class to go to the courtyard to all participate in a giant protest against ICE, where the students got up and basically called ICE Nazis and told everybody that they're, you know, coming to get them. And you gotta wonder how that comes about, if not for the entire school's administration being in favor of it. The entire school's administration allowing them to do it and providing them the PA system to get up and, you know, spread propaganda. And you look at a situation like that, you're like, all right, all these kids are being utterly and completely brainwashed, just in ridiculous beliefs that are completely unmoored from reality about ICE, about America, about history. The kids are being radicalized, but they're being radicalized by this massive administration of adults who all believe this stuff. The police leave this stuff. I've got so many stories today of juries allowing criminals to be let go just because the person that they victimized was an ICE agent. So, I mean, when you really think about American society right now, how do you fix this? How do you fix this? I'd say you can, you know, stop indoctrinating the children, start teaching them the right thing. But good luck when every teacher and every counselor and every, you know, principal is a lefty, as well as massive NGOs that are paying for lawyers who will step in and, you know, force it to be allowed to continue, because the judges are also on their side. The police will write you a ticket even if you haven't broken the law. A judge will uphold it. Meanwhile, if you're a leftist, you can flagrantly break the law and they just won't charge you. Even if they do charge you, the jury is full of psychotic leftists that have been brainwashed anyway, probably half of them not even from this country, genuinely don't care about the value of jury duty. And this goes, I mean, it goes to the heart of everything that we talk about when we talk about the the Indians that learn that you get priority boarding if you're handicapped. So suddenly 30% of the flight is in a wheelchair. And it's just like, okay, we can't have nice things if everybody takes advantage of it. And we can't have a voting system if ethnic blocs are vote harvesting and, you know, paying money from the NGOs that they set up in cooperation with the authorities in the city who are funneling them billions of dollars to pay their people to all vote as a bloc. Like, if you don't value the systems that we have, and they don't, the people that are coming here genuinely do not value the systems that we have, any of them, law and order, the court system, jury duty, they don't care. Vote rigging. Yeah, why not? You win that way, right? Of course you're going to do it. So I don't know how we fix this. I don't know how we get back from this situation, especially when you have the leftist brain rot being forced into the minds of children every single day for the first 18 years of their life. Every single day they go to school and they're being instructed by people who literally hate this country and are in, they're invested in bringing it down by poisoning the minds of the youth. It's actually their stated purpose. It's actually what they are openly pursuing. So I really don't know. I really don't know, because the only possible solution in the system as it stands is to elect the right people so that they can punish the bad guys, reward the good guys, end the fraud, close the border. Now, Trump did one of those things. But if we vote for the guy that says he's going to do mass deportations, that says he's going to, you know, take extraordinary measures to get this country back on track, and it doesn't work, and it doesn't happen, then okay, what's next? Well, what do we do next? Because we can't continue to live like this. And again, it would be frustrating and unfair and unjust and tyrannical enough on the face of it if this is the only thing that happened today. But the fact that Caitlin Bennett gets a federal charge on the exact day that Don Lemon avoids a federal charge, when Don Lemon was actually committing a crime and Caitlin Bennett wasn't, it's almost the perfect illustration for the situation that we're in over and over and over again. And it's not going to change, and they don't care that they're being tyrannical. They don't care that they're being hypocrites. They don't care that they're destroying the systems that uphold the freedoms that they think are immovable and unquestionable. So, you know, it's beyond inequality. It's disequality. It's something beyond it. Again, if Caitlin Bennett stormed into a synagogue and later was there, you know, beforehand was going, we're about to storm into this, and let me bring the camera over here so the planners can plan in secret, but we're going to do something pretty crazy here. And then she storms the synagogue and starts yelling and screaming at the rabbi and all the children, and then afterwards is watching the children run away crying, going, this is what it's all about, causing trauma in the minds of our political enemies. Now, if she did that and Don Lemon did that and she got arrested and Don Lemon didn't, that would be unfair. It would be unequal. That would be inequality. But she didn't do anything. She walked around talking to people who were at a protest ostensibly to talk about what they were concerned about. Here she is, putting a microphone in the face of people who are there to say things, and she does get a ticket. Don Lemon, domestic terrorist, doesn't. So it's just, it's emblematic, it's symbolic, it is everything that's wrong in this country. And it's not just the police, and it's the federal police, and it's the judges, and it's all these screaming jackasses celebrating the fact that they're getting somebody's First Amendment removed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula, you like it? I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else is doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Dismantling the globalist agenda hour by hour. The War Room with Harrison Smith is live right now on X and Band.video worldwide.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. The crew can let me know whenever y'all get that video. Okay, yeah, here it is. Or college kids from, this is actually pretty funny. This is actually a pretty funny story. The video that we have up now, we can go to this. Minnesota anti-ICE liberals protested outside J.D. Vance's hotel, but he was in D.C. Stories at InfoWars. Deranged anti-ICE liberals held a loud protest outside of a hotel where Vice President J.D. Vance was believed to be staying However, the VP was already back in D.C. by the time the demonstration unfolded. Footage from the event shows an enthusiastic mob of liberals from the University of Minnesota banging drums and playing horns in negative 15 degree Fahrenheit weather outside of the Graduate Hotel following the vice president's visit to Minneapolis earlier in the day. And we can go to that video of them playing music. It's a different one. During his visit, Vance discussed how local law enforcement should be cooperating with ICE and called on Democrats in the state to tone down the temperature a little bit, reduce the chaos, but still allow us as the federal government to enforce the American people's immigration laws. No, they're too stupid. I'm sorry, they're too stupid to allow the law to be followed. They think they're standing up against something. They're literally not. Let's watch the video. There you go. Just great. You did it. You're very annoying. You succeeded in being annoying. Did it work? Did it succeed? What are you trying to achieve exactly? Just annoy everyone constantly? Pretty funny prank, making him think that he's at the hotel. But this is what's started to happen in the last couple of days, is this protest movement is just going off the rails. And in some cases like this, they're just bullhorning and playing music and screaming at a hotel that doesn't have anybody in it. Pretty funny. Or, you know, it doesn't have anybody that they think is in it, right? They go to some hotel and play music and make noise at 3 o'clock in the morning, thinking that ICE is in it or thinking J.D. Vance is in it. But no, it's probably just a bunch of, families probably saved up to go on vacation, trying to have a nice time, being kept awake by a mob of psychotic idiots who think that criminals need to stay in this country. And it's happening a lot. And some of it may be weaponized. I'm sort of not sure what to take seriously or not. There was a claim yesterday. I don't think it's true, but I think it's funny and I think it should be true. And it's that a bunch of right-wingers infiltrated one of these groups that identifies where ICE is and sends people out to attack them. And basically the conservatives were going in and telling everybody that ICE was relaxing at a biker bar. And it was actually just a bunch of bikers. And all these lefties go in and try to start fights. And it's just a bunch of bikers who beat them up. I think that's a good idea. I don't know, where are the bikers? Feels like we should have, feels like ICE should go around flanked by a bunch of Harley Davidsons. That'd be pretty cool. So there's like attacking bikers, attacking hotels that don't have anybody in it. There was another story today of a lady who, put out a message on Facebook. I just spotted ICE doing something. And she ended up disrupting a 2-year-long investigation. It wasn't ICE. It was the police that were going after a serial rapist. And she basically screwed it all up and messed it up, and the rapist got to go free. So they're just causing problems. I mean, all they've done is cause problems, but they're just spiraling out of control and just attacking people that have nothing to do with ICE or attacking hotels that don't have the people in it. And they're just flailing and attacking churches because they think the pastor is an ICE agent when he's not. And they're just completely off the mark, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because what they're doing doesn't matter because they're not actually protesting anything real. Nothing's actually happening that's illegal against the law that would be intelligent to change the law in their favor. I mean, they're just retarded. So, this is just the latest, by the way. This morning I'm driving down the road and I see a big spray painted, F ICE on the side of this abandoned building. And I just think, yeah, if this was last year, it would be F Trump, or it would be F people who don't wear masks, or it would be F Russia. This is just the latest thing. This is the latest hoax scam that the Democrats have gone all in on. Totally baseless, as baseless and as pointless as every other thing that they've dedicated themselves to in the recent past. And I'm sure I'm forgetting some, but just going back over the last 10 years, they were absolutely sure Russiagate was a thing. Then they had the, and actually, I'm just remembering that I filmed a skit of this, but I didn't upload it, and I wanted to refilm it, but I'll just do it here. I'll just do it now. So this is happening right now. Hundreds of anti-ICE rioters are outside downtown Minneapolis hotel. They believe ICE is staying in. They're now on the verge of breaking down the doors. The fact that the National Guard isn't here is absolutely insane. Waltz failed. Trump must federalize. But it doesn't matter. They succeed anyway because this hotel, the point is to try to stop hotels from hosting ICE agents. It's basically saying, like, even if you don't host them, we're still going to attack you. But if you host them, you know, we're going to definitely attack you. So don't host ICE. They're trying to stop the federal government from being able to enforce the law. It's just an insurrection. It's crazy. It's crazy. But, you know, I was thinking about it and it's like, you know, I know you really think you're against ICE right now. I know you think that this is like your identity, like this is who you are. But like, maybe don't get the like anti-ICE tattoo because this might just be another fad, you know? You know, it's like 10 years ago, you were all into Russia collusion. You were absolutely sure that Trump was a puppet of Putin. You yelled at everybody at Thanksgiving. You ruined the whole holiday about this. Then the Mueller report came out. 2 years, tens of millions of dollars spent investigating everything that Trump ever said and everybody that ever talked to Trump and all of their communications, and they found absolutely nothing. And you were embarrassed and had to admit that you were wrong the whole time. And but without even a blink, you jump over to Black Lives Matter, and suddenly you're convinced that police are murdering unarmed black people at 10,000 a year. And again, you're yelling at the family and you're screaming about this and you're, you know, getting arrested and like all this craziness. It was never true. None of it was ever true. George Floyd died from an opioid overdose, and black people being killed by cops just like doesn't happen. Happened like twice in a decade. And even those instances were pretty dubious, where a guy was trying to run over a cop or something similar to it. It didn't matter. You were convinced and you went out and rioted and again, like cut family members off or whatever else you did. Do you remember COVID? Do you remember how sure you were about COVID? Do you remember how you yelled at grandma? Remember where you tried to make everybody wear masks and you ruined that Thanksgiving too? Do you remember how you were abjectly wrong about that also? Just the last 10 years has been a continual succession of hoaxes, of the most flagrant deception, ridiculous nonsense. And the liberals, every time, buy it hook, line, and sinker, dedicate themselves to it, go out, they march, they're out there in negative 15 degree weather, the middle of the night. And it's like, none of it is real. None of it has ever been real. None of what these people believe is even justifiable, let alone truthful. And it really goes on and on and on and on and on. Remember Me Too? Remember the Me Too scandal? Do you remember that? Do you remember that you were telling everybody that we live in a rape culture and that women aren't safe at the office and that every woman is constantly being harassed all the time? Do you remember how it turned out? It was just like three Jewish producers in Hollywood that just used the media to spread their guilt over the entire country rather than just, you know, take responsibility for what they did. You remember that? Remember that? I mean, you haven't played with your hashtag Me Too plushie in years, but you thought that that was your thing. You were gonna, you know, be defined by that. Do you remember transgenderism? Do you remember when you thought that men could be women and women could be men? Do you remember when you thought that you were in the wrong body and you begged us to get hormone treatment? Remember how we said no and now you recognize that that was just a phase? Maybe this is a phase too. Maybe this ICE thing is just a phase that you're going through. And it doesn't matter what it is. They just always have something. There's always some hoax going on that the left can sink its teeth into and believe wholeheartedly, even though it's completely devoid of facts, completely inarguably retarded. It doesn't matter to them. They're going to do this ICE thing until a Democrat gets in office, then ICE will continue to do exactly what it's always done, and they will drop the protest. They don't care. It doesn't matter. We don't have to respect them. This is sort of the point that I'm trying to get to, is like these people are not worthy of respect. Lie after lie after lie after lie. And it truly is beyond anything we can do anything about. I don't know how we maintain our liberties and deal with these people, because the media has driven them insane. And that's that. And so we're just dealing with insane people. And it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter. The reality doesn't matter to them. So it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. Let's go to the video of the church, or the school protest, rather. This is in Colorado, not Dallas, my mistake. And this is the type of thing. I mean, imagine sending your kid to public school in America. You think, you know, they're learning math, they're learning social studies or whatever. Probably doing geometry. Nope. This is what they're doing. Gathering for a protest. Let's bring the audio up. Yeah, that's right, folks. Now, as you hear this, you may be thinking that we somehow snuck a microphone into the very bowels of hell, since what it sounds like is sort of demonic screeching. But no, that's a theater kid acting like a political activist, pretending to understand things and stand for something. But of course, the entire school was allowed to participate this. The school sponsored it. They're right there in the middle of the school courtyard with the PA system provided by the school. And the students probably give an extra credit for participating in whatever this, the hate rally. They're participating in the hate rally against the cops that are carrying out the orders that are they're obliged to by law. And everybody in the administration is in favor of this and lets it go on and on and on and on and on. Let's go to clip number 56 here. I'm not sure who this is, but I like what he says. And again, it's like, if that's the school, how do we fix that problem? How do we get enough people who aren't communist infiltrators to fill these positions of authority? And the only possible way is some sort of top-down imperial reorganization at this point. And that might be where we're at. So let's go to clip 56 here.
And so you're seeing this all over the country, and we've got to fight back and say, listen, they are doing it. They are lying to you about doing it. We have got to get them out of our schools. And again, you're going to continue to see this anti-Americanism. We didn't just wake up one day and you had the next generation that had millions of kids that sit here and think we're an evil, racist country. They think cops are bad guys. That didn't just happen. It happened because of a coordinated attack, like you're seeing right now, in the classrooms to convince our kids America's evil, racist, cops are bad, soldiers are bad, ICE is bad. It's outrageous, and we've got to turn this around 180 degrees in the other direction and go back to a patriotic education, love of country, love of American values. We've got to get back to that.
Yeah.
But you can't ask them to get back to it, you understand? Because they're not going to. Because they're brainwashed. Because they believe this stuff. You cannot reason with these people. I'm sorry to say you cannot reason with these people. So that's just right out. And just going over the list of just a few of the things that I mentioned, have any of them come around and admitted that they were wrong about Russiagate? Have you seen any mea culpas? Have you seen any admissions that that was a total hoax and that they were taken for a ride? I haven't seen that. I haven't seen them admit that COVID probably did come from a lab. I haven't seen them admit that shutting down schools probably wasn't the best idea, or that the vaccine didn't really work. I haven't heard them admit any of that stuff. But it's all absolutely true. And we were saying it at the time, and they were kicking us off the internet or calling us terrorists for saying the truth. Even the January 6th one would be another giant hoax. an insurrection didn't happen. No cops were killed. It's just a complete inversion of everything that they think happened. And it's the case with every single event in American history in the last 10 years. They're just flagrantly wrong about everything, and it does not matter. So, I mean, you talk about the empire of lies. There hasn't been one thing in the last 10 years that I feel like they got right. I'm trying to think, like, is there anything that they put forward that was like, oh, gee, wow, that actually is a big problem? I mean, it doesn't exist. It didn't happen. If you just look into any of the things they claim for even just a little while, or even just apply basic logic to their claims, it's just obvious that none of this happened. So obviously the thing yesterday that continues to be pushed today is this five-year-old, this poor five-year-old kidnapped by ICE. And it just never happened. I guess it is kind of in line with like the claims of racism and stuff. They're basically manufacturing stories because they don't actually exist, right? There's not enough racism to fulfill the demand. And so you end up getting a ton of stories of like, this pregnant nurse tried to steal a bike from five black kids. Go get her. What? That's your example of racism? Is black kids steal a bike from a nurse and you blame her? That's not great. It's kind of the same thing here. Since ICE is not arresting American citizens, since they're not kidnapping children to use as bait, since they're not doing things that would actually genuinely cause outrage in thoughtful people, then they just make it up. They just say that's what's happening. And they spread that story through every outlet, report it as if it's true, and it's just not. And it's just not true. But like I said, just it builds the facade, the facade of deception that they endlessly reinforce. Lie upon lie. Let's go to clip 55 here. This is, I believe this is Greg Bovino, but it's a U.S. Border Patrol agent talking about the children that are actually harmed by immigration, not the ones that they lie about being kidnapped, but the ones that were kidnapped and then ignored and then actually shipped to buyers by the Biden administration and then lost forever. So again, could you imagine a world where people on the left genuinely believed what they say they believe? They cared this much about children, they would have shut the border. If they cared that much about black people, they wouldn't let criminals out of prison constantly. If they cared this much about, you know, international collusion, then they wouldn't be in favor of Europe and everybody else coming in trying to rig our elections. They don't believe anything, though, and it just makes them evil. Let's go to Greg Bovino now.
We just talked children yesterday a little bit. Let's talk a little more, since we've got an illegal alien we just took off the streets of Minneapolis that was someone engaged in child neglect and endangerment. Here in the U.S. Border Patrol, I will say unequivocally that we are experts in dealing with children. Let me say that again, experts in dealing with children. Not because we want to be, but because we have to be. Over those past 4 years, hundreds of thousands of children were trafficked across that border. Guess who they came into contact with? Sometimes who was the very first law enforcement agency or American citizen that they saw? U.S. Border Patrol, followed by our counterparts at Immigration and Customs Enforcement. We're definitely the experts at dealing with children, unfortunately. Hundreds of thousands under that last administration. Not to mention the 300,000 lost children, 300,000 plus lost children that were trafficked across that border. Now, when we've got the news media talking about children, I'd certainly love to hear more reporting on the 300,000 lost children. How about the 14 that we recovered at that pot farm a few months ago in Camarillo, California? The 14 lost children trafficked across the border that were found working illegally on a pot farm in California. Very little reporting from the Minneapolis news media here. I didn't really hear much from you guys. And then some of the more heinous crimes against children that are trafficked across the border that ICE and Border Patrol saw daily back when that border was out of control over those past 4 years.
Yeah, they don't care, actually. No, they really don't care. It's just a useful tool. It's just, you know, the kid, the five-year-old kid, it's just a prop to them, just an excuse to inspire more hatred against people who are just doing their jobs. And, of course, the ridiculous thing is the ICE agents are literally just doing their jobs. They're following orders that are lawful, legal, and constitutional. If you don't like that they're doing that, you need to take it up with the leadership that has these laws in place. But, of course, if you try to change the laws to allow every illegal immigrant in this country to become a citizen, you're not going to pass that, not if you actually go to the American people. ICE arrests African migrant working as corrections officer in Maine. An African male working as a corrections officer in Maine, despite potentially being in the U.S. illegally, was nabbed by federal immigration agents this week. The apprehension reportedly took place just after 5 p.m. on Wednesday in Portland. Local media indicates a man identified as Miro Ignacio Bernardo was arrested during a traffic stop in the Bayside neighborhood. Footage purportedly shot by a witness shows a black male resisting federal officers while yelling, "I am a correction officer. I'm coming from work. My uniform is right there." Bernardo's hiring was reportedly approved during a York County Commissioners meeting in March of 2024. The meeting revealed that Bernardo was a teacher in Angola. When he first arrived in the U.S. in the spring of 2023, the corrections officer position was his first since entering the U.S. Commissioners claimed that Bernardo had full work authorization. Cumberland County Sheriff Kevin Joyce told reporters he did not know Bernardo's current immigration status or under what circumstances he entered the U.S. "I was told he's illegally in the United States," Sheriff Joyce said during a press conference on Thursday. Yeah, why not? I mean, yeah, they're hiring illegal immigrants as police officers. You didn't know that? You didn't know that yet? Let's go to clip number 16 here. This, again, you know, what do you do? What do you do when your country is so infiltrated, so invaded, that people proven to have committed crimes against your federal law enforcement officers are acquitted, not because they're not guilty, but because the jury is in favor of what they did? What do you do when the juror pool that you have to draw from, a very large percentage of them, are genuinely murderous, like have bloodlust, like actually celebrated Charlie Kirk's murder and like post things about how you have to shoot ICE and we need more people to get out there with their guns? Like, what do you do when your jury pool is full of psychotic idiots? I don't know. I really don't know what we do at this point. The whole point of the American experiment was that the people were the backstop. The people were the ones that were supposed to keep the politicians in check. We're supposed to be the ones that when politicians, when the government tries to, you know, overreach or starts to establish dangerous precedents, we're supposed to be the ones who recognize and go, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, we can't allow them to do this. We can't let this happen." What do you do when it's the people themselves that are in favor of the criminality, that are deliberately letting people out of prison despite being proven to have tried to place a $10,000 hit on an ICE agent? We'll show you that video on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP. and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it. And like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.